brought to you by Penguin.
Lucky, Learning to Live Again. Written and read by me, Louise Thompson. Prologue. It's funny how sometimes a chance conversation with a complete stranger can flip your perspective. It was June 2023, and we had just landed in St. Lucia for a family holiday. We were in the middle of a long, winding taxi journey from the airport to the place we'd be staying for the next 10 days, and I was talking to the driver about how much we were looking forward to this break. How much we needed it, after what had been a rough year. He asked if everything was okay now, and I explained that I'd been very unwell and had nearly died. The man looked at me and said, "Wow, you made it through? You're so lucky." I felt something inside of me shift, because lucky certainly wasn't a word anyone had ever used in relation to what had happened to me. The way this guy whittled it down to just two ends of a spectrum, lucky or unlucky, brought me crashing down to reality. How could someone call me lucky? How can one word mean something so positive, and then you throw un, just two letters in front of it, and it supposedly explains the magnitude of what I've been through? How could someone else's perception of my story be so different from my own? It really got me thinking. If someone had called me lucky even 3 months earlier, I would have wanted to shout at them. But I didn't feel that way now. Just like lots of other conversations in my recovery, this one had landed at just the right time. Those of you who have followed my story over the last couple of years will be aware that after a relatively smooth pregnancy with my beautiful son Leo, I suffered a catastrophic birth, followed by a series of life-threatening complications, which have had the most devastating impact on me and everyone around me. Somehow, I've managed to cling on, but there isn't a single part of my life which has been untouched by the trauma. It has rocked my relationships, my physical and my mental health, my sense of self, and my career. And there is a huge amount of pain which my brain has parceled up into a box that I've not been able to access, let alone process until fairly recently. So lucky is not how I would have described myself. In many ways, I felt cursed. But the way this guy said it, it was like a penny drop moment. For the first time, I thought about the fact that no matter how appalling the situation, I'd been in the right place at the right time to get the help I needed. I've been able to access the support and resources which have kept me alive. I'm still here. And I've had the support of what has at times felt like the whole nation marching behind me. So I guess that makes me very lucky indeed. I took that conversation and held it tight, vowing to use it as part of my post-traumatic growth to help reframe what has happened to me. I wanted his words to give me the strength to continue my recovery. In the beginning, I couldn't see how things would get better. I didn't believe it was possible because every single day I was in the trenches, trapped in a living hell where I was barely able to function. The thoughts which were controlling and overwhelming me made it feel like someone had hijacked my brain and there was no way back. If you've broken a leg, you have a plan of action with a timeline for returning you to full fitness. No one could create a timeline for me. There was no accountability and no resolution in sight. But things can get better. They do get better. Amid the bleakness, there have been little unexpected nuggets of joy, tiny glimmers of hope, and they are what have kept me going during the times when death felt preferable to life. Sometimes it was stumbling on a random quote which seemed to speak directly to me, urging me to keep going. Other times it was a stranger on the street who would stop me and tell me exactly what I needed to hear in that moment. It was a chance meeting and a clasping of hands with a woman in the playground who had been next to me in the high dependency unit. It was the feeling of elation at seeing my son swim for the first time. These miracle moments always seemed to occur just when I was at my lowest ebb and would catch me, scoop me up, and send me on the right path. Although I have shared my story with countless medical professionals, I've not yet done so in full in a public space, so writing this book was a big decision for me. I was scared about what the process of getting it all down on paper would do to my mental state. Just when life was starting to feel more manageable, and I was having longer periods of lucidity and happiness, did I want to reopen those battle wounds? But at the same time, I've always loved talking to and connecting with people, and whenever I've written about parts of my experience on social media, the response has played a significant role in my recovery. And the relationships I've forged off the back of that are incredibly special. It's also brought home to me just how many of us there are who have suffered birth trauma, post-traumatic stress disorder, and poor perinatal health. And so with this book, my main goal is to help other people. I feel so ready to do that now. Because I have lived it, I feel I can offer some hope to others. As humans, we are capable of extraordinary things.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?